Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Ed, and Chris Woodward now joins us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I'm going to start calling you Chris Plaid Woodward. You're donning the plaid this morning.
You can do what you want to,
yeah.
Mr. President.
Okay. So not many people wear plaid anymore, do they? Or am I just,
I only have a few.
Just okay. Those old souls that
that's all right.
Want to bring plaid back.
You know what? When you hear old soul, you picture me.
I have some plaid. I have some plaid shirts.
Yeah.
Chris. But then again, I'm really
old. I don't have any. I don't think I have. Well, I'm trying to think of my
maybe
closet.
Maybe the back of your closet somewhere.
Yeah, maybe some plaid.
In a lonely corner.
Yeah, it's a plaid.
It's
from 1984.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
so
got, it's got Oshkosh Bagosh or something. What would have been big 40 years ago?
Hey, watch your language, Chris.
Yeah.
This is a family show.
What was the, okay. the clothing? There was a clothing brand for like kids back in the day.
Oshkosh.
Where,
no, that's true.
But like you could match like the they. It was like animal prints or whatever, and you could match.
For animals.
There you go. There yeah. you go. There you go. Flashback yeah. Monday.
I thought those were. Aren't those like the little cookies?
Little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little animal cookies.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Granimals.
Yeah, aren't they called Granimals?
No.
Huh?
No, listen.
Those things are good. Now, I can eat a box, no
crackers.
Problem.
Animal
crackers.
Yeah.
I remember when we used to give animal crackers to our grandchildren. No, to our children.
Yeah.
Because I got grandchildren now. Anyway, I give them to our children. Or for the nursery, church nursery.
Yeah.
I probably sinned. Because I ate those things instead of giving them to the children.
Well, they don't need it that age.
Should I feel bad about that, or is that long ago?
It doesn't sound like you.
Much time.
Doesn't sound like you'd be sincere, feeling okay. badly about
well,
it.
Yeah. Did you ever?
Oh, listen, my wife and I go to babysit our grandkids. There's a pantry, little small pantry, little closet kind of thing in the kitchen.
Yeah,
where they have some of the snacks. So I go to the pantry
right.
when we're babysitting to see what snacks are available, you know, for the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And oh, you're just going to check them out to make sure.
And they have a big tub. It looks like it's not a glass jar, but it's a big plastic jar with a little
spinoff.
Yeah, a little
a lid.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's a hard word.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm falling apart. But it's all animal cookies, and I'll take that thing
yeah.
into the recliner.
I hear you,
with
brother.
Some of the grandkids. Come on, get some, and one for you, one for me.
Well, and then one for you, two for me. Yeah.
But it's not like those little boxes, the little circus boxes anymore. It's
that's what
big.
Oh, they don't
jar.
Do those anymore. Those
well,
aren't
they
available.
May, but that's not what they. That's not what my
okay.
son and daughter-in-law have.
All
they
right.
have the big jar
anyway
with the lid.
I always wondered if I should have felt bad about taking the animal cookies from the children.
You can if you want.
Yeah.
But I was watching the nursery, so it was kind of payback.
No sense being a hypocrite.
And I didn't get paid squat. So
that's what I always say.
What's that? No sense being a hypocrite.
If you like the cookies, don't pretend like you feel guilty when you eat them.
Yeah.
Since it is confession time.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. What Chris, share with us.
Yeah, since it is confession time, I have, we used to have like a walk-in pantry, and I've walked in there before and like shut the doors, and I'm sitting there like eating the junk food after supper, you know, to hide from the kids.
Listen, I have to sneak, when we babysit, I have to sneak around and get sips of my Diet Coke, because my grandkids, if they see it, oh, I want some, even the little one. And I have to pretend like I'm pouring it into their little sippy cup.
Yeah.
And it's just the amount of deception that goes on around my grandkids is just enormous.
Have you and your wife ever spelled like when your kids were little, did you and your wife
sure.
ever spell things because, you know, you're trying to get around your kids? That happened to me one time. I have two daughters, and somehow like my wife and I were, you know, talking about how the youngest hadn't maybe eaten enough for C-A-K-E. And my oldest daughter, who could spell at that point, was like, why can't she have any cake?
Yes.
And then, you know, it was downhill.
It's bad when someone has learned to spell.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what's bad is when you use that trick. Of course, when you learn your grandchildren can spell.
Yes.
And they tell you exactly what you're saying. Of course, you're saying that. Mm. But then when you slip into spelling around your dog?
Oh, no, we do that. We do that.
Oh, so we're not, I'm not the only one?
You're not the only one. Because I'll ask my wife, I said, Mara is my daughter's dog. Mm. Has Mara been O-U-T? Because if you say the word out,
okay,
then she gets all excited.
We do that too, but yeah. Allison and I, with our little Maltese dog, but and he's like 12, so he understands half the English language, you know? So you're like going, you spell words because they do recognize words.
Yeah, you can't say the word leash.
Right.
Because then she goes crazy. Then now you got to take her for a walk or she won't leave you alone.
It's people think that's not, I don't know, there's a certain amount of words that dogs can understand. Yeah, and so you don't want to say it in front of them. You want to spell it out.
Right.
All right, Chris. Well, what's your first story here?
Well, speaking of spelling, many people learn how to spell at schools, and there has been a big story in Florida for several days now. We've covered this with a couple of different groups. We'll continue to cover it because on our website, AFN.net, in recent days, the Surgeon General of Florida announced that he was going to be working to eliminate the mandate for all childhood vaccine requirements, and a lot of people were very concerned about this, saying it's going to bring people to danger if kids and adults are not going to be vaccinated. The Surgeon General has since come back with an update outlining what he's talking about. Florida's plan to drop school vaccine mandates likely will not take effect for 90 days and would include only chickenpox and a few other illnesses unless legislators decide to extend it to other diseases like polio and measles. So the concern that all of a sudden kids and other people aren't going to be vaccinated for things like polio and measles may have turned out to be a big fat nothing. And that is something that we were talking about with Ray last Thursday when I brought this in, the announcement from the Surgeon General, because Ray said, look, I'm in favor of some vaccines here. And a lot of people have said as much to us since last Thursday when we began covering this.
Listen, I am not a scientist. I'm not like Tim. Tim is, he's good at science.
Okay. Ed, you're embarrassing me, man. Yes. Don't bring that up. I don't want any, you know what I'm saying? I don't want people
Okay.
out, okay? I'm just an average person.
Yes. No. And every Friday, Tim makes it clear that science is his thing, okay? That's not me.
Right. Yeah.
All right? So here's the way I've always approached these things. I rely upon the medical and scientific community to do the research and tell us what they know or what they believe to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But after COVID, the amount of trust I have has disintegrated. All right. Now I'm asking questions like, is the medical/scientific community, are they beholden to big pharma, the pharmaceutical companies?
Mm-hmm.
So I would be willing, if we could get real science that's not influenced by payoffs or influenced by grant money that could disappear if you don't produce the study results that the corporation wants, if we could get real scientific and real health information, okay, I'm more willing to accept that. But I don't know who to trust anymore.
Very true.
And that's not on me.
Yeah.
That is on the medical and scientific and political communities who did what they did during COVID. So this is your payback.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you should come clean. And we need to break the stranglehold that much of the medical community and health community and scientific community has on corporate money.
Right. It was almost a miracle that as many Americans believed in what doctors and scientists said before COVID because, ours is a nation born out of mistrust. We didn't like what the British monarchy was telling us, so we formed our own government. And before we even did that, we laid out all these things that government can't do to us, knowing that somebody down the road was going to be a tyrant and infringe upon our rights. So Americans are born not trusting somebody.
Right.
I think that's part of the reason why even before COVID, many Americans were like, I don't believe you, or I'm going to look into that myself.
Listen, this is the problem that the mainstream media has, is they have destroyed their own credibility by clearly picking sides when they report and when they put forth information, stories, what have you. So these are self-inflicted wounds on the part of people that we should be able to trust but don't. Mm-hmm. And as far as, listen, I don't know how to sift through this information on vaccines for polio and for measles and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I know people who say, well, I've read the studies. Well, are you trained in this? Okay, well, then why is your opinion any more than mine? Americans are looking for people they can trust. I like a lot of what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been saying, but I don't know if he's right either. So I'm following all this discussion that is going on. I'm not sure where it's going to wind up. I have a feeling that maybe a lot of people are throwing out the vaccine baby with the vaccine bathwater. But I don't know, and I don't know how, you like that. I don't know how to sort through this.
See what you did there.
Yeah,
that was funny. Throwing out the what did you say?
The vaccine baby with the vaccine bathwater.
Yeah, yes, that's
that was there was a touch.
That was
brilliance.
Original. It was a touch of brilliance.
Yeah, touch.
Hey, speaking of scientists being wrong, and doctors, and experts, so-called experts,
right.
who. You suspect have a political agenda?
Yes.
And that's what makes people question the so-called experts about things is when they prove to be politically driven rather than factually driven.
Right.
Okay. I saw this over the weekend. I'm reading now from the, what's the name of this? Is this the Daily Signal?
Yeah, that's Heritage Foundation's news site.
Okay, the Daily Signal. And I read it in other places, too, but the headline says, sea levels not surging despite years of climate activists and corporate media freaking out. Mm-hmm. That's the headline. Study finds. So this is from the Journal of Marine Science and Engineering, which I used to write for, but that's
that's a whole other story.
That would be a diversion to take us off topic. So they published the peer-reviewed study on August 27th by these two Dutch engineering consultants or whatever. They're very smart people. The study concluded that the reason I bring this up is because we've all heard that the oceans are going to rise, right?
Right.
I'm posting
because
this
the polar
sea levels,
the ice caps are going to melt.
Cities will disappear
because of global warming.
Yeah.
We've all heard that.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
20 years now.
Yes.
All the way back to
Since
Al Gore?
Inconvenient truth.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Late
guess
90s.
What? The study concluded that the average rate of sea level rise in 2020 was well below other widely edited, cited analysis, and that when projections were compared with the local data, there was little evidence climate change was driving the acceleration seen in a few regions.
Right.
In other words, these two scientists, they went around the world and they used a tape measure, for lack of a better word. Tape measure, I'm using that metaphorically. They did their test, but in essence, what they found was there was like 6 inches of rise in like 100 years or something like that,
right,
in the ocean. So this says overall, the study indicates that in most places, sea levels are not rising unusually quickly. In the relatively few locations where sea levels are rising faster than average, the cause is almost certainly local factors such as land subsidence or ground complications. They go on to say global sea levels are currently rising more slowly than they have for years, for much of the time since the last ice age ended, a period that which seas rose more than 400 feet. Any possible increase in the recent rate of rise compared with the past century is small, within the margin of error, and not outside of historical patterns. So I bring that up and I quote that to say that those of us on the conservative side have grown to be very skeptical of the professional organizations in the worlds of medicine and science. Am I right?
Correct.
Because we think our first default is to think, okay, why are these people saying this, and are they promoting a leftist agenda by using science to try to scare people? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
And scare people, when you say agenda, to accomplish a political end.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how do you get people – I'm just asking – I'm throwing this out there. Mm-hmm. How do you get people to change their behavior? Well, one of the ways you get them to change their behavior is you scare them to death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fear does work in moving an individual or a society.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you scare the American people away from capitalism? Well, you tell them that if we don't embrace global control of the climate by imposing all these rules and regulations on the American people, and the world's supposed to go along, but we know China and India, the top polluters in the world, they don't care. But Americans are supposed to conform to all these rules and regulations because the global warming is going to kill us off, Ed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you learn that these scientists are politically driven because they want to, for whatever reason, maybe they're being bought off,
mm-hmm.
or they don't get a grant that they're supposed to get unless they cite global warming as a huge risk to mankind. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the problem for these folks you're talking about in terms of the climate scientists is going to be the same problem as we're talking about on the COVID and the media. They're going to lose credibility.
Yes.
And then when they have a real issue they want to discuss, guess what? No one's going to believe them.
Little boy the crab wolf.
That's right. So I think we're going to find out in the next 10 to 20 years that this global warming, this global climate change agenda is not true.
Right.
And then who's going to believe the experts after that?
Right. One big reason why people believe what they believe about climate change is because news outlets tell them this is the way it is. And many news outlets like the Associated Press or the BBC, places around the world with big reputations and have been around for a long time, a lot of those places no longer interview or include comments from skeptics when it comes to climate change. This right here is not new. It's an announcement from 3 years ago, but I've covered it. Steve Jordahl's covered it. We will continue to cover it. Back in February of 2022, the Associated Press, which everybody and their brother with a news outlet runs to some extent, announced in February of 2022 that they were launching, I'll just read it here. The Associated Press says it is assigning more than 24 journalists across the world to cover climate issues in the news organization's largest single expansion paid for through philanthropic grants. Those grants are coming from organizations and individuals that tell you
with an
climate
agenda.
Change is real.
Right.
Which is why you cannot believe anything the Associated Press tells you.
Because the Associated Press is not going to publish stories that causes them to bite the hand that feeds them.
Exactly.
I'm surprised they admitted that.
Yeah. Well, and the sad thing is, a lot of people don't realize this, but particularly in medium to small markets, they just run whatever the AP says.
Right.
They don't change any of it. Now, AFN does have AP material. We have a contract with the AP, but Fred and I and Parrish, we take painstaking steps to edit out a lot of the garbage. And if it's just too much garbage, it doesn't make our website. We will cover, like I'll call a skeptic today with this story that Tim read from the Daily Signal, and I'll include a little bit about what the researchers claim, but we're going to have the yeah, but that the AP won't give you, and that's the difference between us and AFN.
Well, President Trump did the right thing. He took the U.S. out of the, was it the, they call
Paris
it Paris Accords?
Accords?
Because he rightly said, you know what? All this is meant to do is punish America.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
These global climate change people, all they want advocates, all they want really, not all they want, but a lot of what they want is to handcuff the American industries,
mm-hmm.
businesses, oil and gas and coal, and they want to handcuff these folks so that they can control them. Well, how do they control them? They scare the general public into believing that using these products causes global warming.
Exactly.
And we're all going to burn up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And what I'm saying is that's always been unproven. And a lot of the projections by these people, like Al Gore said, didn't he say the Arctic was going to melt?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Snow was going to be a thing of the past.
By now,
mm-hmm.
by a long time ago.
I think he said like within 5 years.
And the oceans are going to rise and it's going to wipe out.
Right.
It's going to wipe out coastlines in the U.S.
That's
Remember
right.
that? Well, it's not happening.
Right.
And we have discussed this on the show before, but part of what kept the American people from believing all this nonsense was the actual actions of the people promoting climate change.
Amen, brother.
So the Obamas bought houses on the coastline.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so everyone goes, oh, well, I guess the ocean's not going to rise that much, is it?
And Al Gore and John Kerry fly around in private jets.
Exactly.
Which is supposed to be terrible for the environment.
Yeah. And Al Gore had several houses. Mm-hmm. Big houses.
Right. So they
vacation homes. And you go,
their actions belie their words.
Yes.
Right. Do you remember the movie in the mid 90s called The American President? Michael Douglas played the president.
Yeah.
It's a fictional movie. But part of that story or plot involved an environmental lobbyist played by Annette Bening. And then she's talking about how we need to pass this bill that would reduce fossil fuel emissions because of what it's doing to the climate.
Yeah.
That movie is from 30 years ago. You can watch that movie today and hear some of the same claims people are still warning about or making today. It's the same stuff throughout my lifetime.
Listen, the climate may be changing, but that's not – is that anything new? I'm talking about may become warmer or cooler here or there or the other, but it's not because – I'm driving a car.
Well, and you find out what you just said is true when you hear actual debates between climate change skeptics and climate change proponents. And this is starting to happen more and more. The skeptic will ask the proponent, how much will the temperature come down if we do everything you are suggesting? And you never get an answer because there is no answer. And they can't answer that question. They can't say, if we do X, Y, and Z for the next 10 years, temperature will come down 1 degree. Because I think they know deep down inside, while human activity may contribute a certain percentage, this is mostly natural fluctuation.
And look at all these Hollywood and entertainment elites. They tell us all that it's almost universally agreed among that crowd that global warming is happening.
Yes.
And it's because of it's man-made. And then they go jetting off in their private jets all over the world without a thought or care in the world. But the little people are supposed to take the public buses.
Yes.
You know,
you
that's
think
how
Annette
this
Bening or Michael Douglas,
no.
not married to each other, you think they downsized their homes?
No.
And bulldozed their big energy-sucking homes,
no.
bulldoze them to save the planet? No.
Yeah.
No.
excuse me. Long story short, the people that have been out there sounding the alarm about what they call man-made climate change have carbon footprints far bigger than any of us will ever have in our lifetimes combined.
Yeah.
And it
That's why I mentioned Al Gore, who was criticized after an inconvenient trip.
Where did he go, by the way? I'm sorry.
He's still out there campaigning.
Mm-hmm. And he's been...
About climate change.
Yeah. One of the things that he is known for in recent years is he'll make statements. It's the same line at different venues, and he said it for several years now. Every night when you're watching the evening news, it's like a walk through the book of Revelations. Now, that's where I lose
him.
He says Revelations. Whenever I hear somebody mention the book of Revelations, I stop listening at that point because that's not what it's called.
It's Revelation.
Correct.
Revelation. Well, and listen, if it was true what he's saying, nobody should be watching the evening news.
Very true.
Because you got your TV on and your lights on. You should be burning a candle.
Instead of burning down the planet.
Instead of burning down the planet.
Yeah.
Burning down the house.
I've been fired up all day.
That was the Carpenters' best hit.
Since the first beginning of this program.
1979.
Got me wound up about the commies. Hate the communists.
If somebody gets elected in New York, they may only have candles to burn.
Probably a good thing this show's ending.
Right. Probably. Now. For my blood pressure. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the program today. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday afternoon, and we'll see you back tomorrow.